Hello and welcome to Bears Wire, your one-stop shop for everything Chicago Bears on the USA Today Sports Network. I'm Phil Atoshin, and I gotta tell you, it was a sloppy one last night. There's no question about it. The field itself looked horrific in August. Whenever you're seeing green and yellow grass in August, opening night, preseason or not, it's a concerning sign. And what was most concerning, really, ultimately, at the end of the day, was the performance by the offensive line. You couldn't have asked for a worse showcase and showing, because it really did a detriment to the whole performance of the football team, especially offense, obviously. The old adage, you can't win if you don't win up front, came into play here. It was really hard to assess the running backs, the receivers, or anything, because the quarterbacks really couldn't function out of the pocket or any way possible in the passing game. The Bears' offensive line let up 7 sacks for minus 64 yards. They only had 48 yards total rushing. They let up a safety. Now, granted, some of these guys that were playing aren't even going to be on the roster. However, you'd like to see some formulation of pro football being able to pick up simple things in the passing game. Bobby Massey, Kyle Long, Cody Whitehair, Ted Larson, and Charles Leno Jr. were the starters. And granted, it was the first game, so you're at a crossroads here. The crossroads being negative points and positive points. The negative points are able to be talking points coached up on film for your offensive line to recognize errors and clean it up. The positive points are usually performance-based, where you were able to do something or have a successful drive. Either way, in a crossroads for the Bears last night, a lot of this is going to be learning. And as the Bears travel to New England on Sunday and prepare to practice all week leading up to their game and glorified scrimmage against the Patriots next Thursday, I believe they're going to have it cleaned up. I feel like you're going to see a lot of improvement, and they're going to go from there. But again, there was a lack of communication along the offensive line. Cody Whitehair came with the second team and slid down into center, and you saw him, who had never played center really, and ultimately on his first professional game had some errant snaps. So now you start worrying about the snap and not your assignment. There's just bad technique all around, which, as I said, you were unable to recognize what was going to happen in the run game and the competition there, as well as the pass game and the competition to back up Jay Cutler. You let up a safety. Now, granted, I felt like it was David Fales' fault for holding the ball too long and then backing up into the end zone. You had a punt block. Again, not really an offensive line thing, but moving forward, I mean, let's be honest here. There's a need to get a veteran center in Chicago immediately. I said this last week in an article I wrote for Bears Wire. There's guys out there that are veterans that can get in there in a pinch. Are they going to go start for you right now? I don't know. But you get them in camp. You make them compete. There's still weeks moving forward. You know, I saw what you had in Edison. You know, it wasn't pretty. Again, he's got to clean it up. Don't push the panic button, but be prepared. Don't be reactive. Let's be proactive here. Get a veteran center in there like Waddell or Senline and move that forward. Also, I feel like there's a necessity to get a backup guard, because the backup guard situation is ugly at best. There was no Silatolu last night. So is he an answer there? Is he the backup guard moving forward? That could be answered next week. He didn't dress. I would love to see the athletic big man Samoan out there to play and showcase what he has and what he brings to the table. But overall, this is an area of concern. Moving forward, they have to clean this up. If we don't see improvement next week against New England, then I'm going to be a little nervous. But the first game jitters at home on a sloppy field, as per usual, the Bears offensive line looked horrific last night. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is Phil Atoshin for Bears Wire. Check back with me. I'm going to give you some standouts and some standalones and some nuggets of wisdom later here on Bears Wire. Enjoy the day.